Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. We got to get you ready for a double payday. How about Saturday? A triple header in the NFL. You got to be kidding me. All day long, like Ric Flair. Colts and Vikings at U.S. Bank kick it off at 1 o'clock Eastern. Minnesota laying 4. The Vikings are 10-3. The Colts are 4-8-1. Absolutely miserable, and they have done nothing under Jeff Saturday. He's talking about getting that job full-time, and he wants the job in Indy. He wants to stay on as Colts head coach, except the problem is he's done a terrible job running the Colts since he got that gig, and that's all there is to it. You know they're going to get their ass beat up in Minnie in the snow in that Twin City by those Vikes. The Vikings have been losing. The Vikings can't beat any good teams. They're posers. They're phonies. But they're going to whoop that ass on Saturday. You can count on that. The Ravens and Browns hook up at the Dog Pound in Cleveland. And, of course, the Browns come into it 5-8. Deshaun Watson has looked terrible. Cleveland laying 3. The Ravens are 9-4, still in a battle with the Bengals for the North Division title. They're coming off a big win in Pittsburgh, 16-14. All their quarterbacks are banged up, but they win with defense. And they got away with murder in the Steel City as Smith body slammed Kenny Pickett to the turf, giving him a concussion. No flag, no call. If you're not a top shelf, top 5 quarterback in the NFL, if you're not one of the elite, you get ragdolled by anybody and there's no flag. If you're top 5, if you're a prima donna, if you're a superstar quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, you're not allowed to breathe on them, but you can whoop up on anybody else and beat them senseless and give them a concussion and you won't get a flag. You're good to go. So Ravens, Browns, 4:30. That one's on NFL Network. So is that Viking game, by the way. And then the final game, the coup de grace on NFL Network, at 8:15 in Orchard Park in Chabadabafala. The Dolphins, 8-5, coming off 2 miserable losses to the Niners and to the Chargers, are going to freezing cold Buffalo to take on the 10-3 Bills, who are suddenly hot. Buffalo's laying 7 in this slot. And the Bills are going to whoop that ass, too, because it's going to be snowing, it's going to be blowing, it's going to be windy, it's going to be 20 or below 20. It's going to be freezing ass, and Tua Tagovailoa is one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL in cold weather games. He's had 3 games under 30, got smoked in all 3, and in those 3 games, his quarterback rating was embarrassing. So those are the Saturday games. Now let's look at Sunday Pain Day. It kicks off in Charlotte at 1 o'clock. The Steelers and the Panthers, they're both 5-8. The Steelers season is over. The Panthers are still alive in the South. They can actually pull this off. Carolina is favored by 3 over Pittsburgh. And how about the Panthers last week going into Lumen Field in Seattle and beating the Seahawks' ass? They're playing great defense. They are running the ball down teams' throats. Steve Wilks is going to get that job as head coach permanently with the Panthers and Carolina with David Tepper. That's only a matter of time. And they're probably going to handle the Steelers. The Steelers are so done. They got Trubisky going, Rudolph backing him up. Pickett got concussed. I'd be stunned if you see him playing in this game because he hasn't been cleared yet. He hasn't practiced yet. It doesn't matter. The Steelers are not getting into the playoffs. They are out of it. Forget about it. It's done. Pats and Raiders in Vegas. That one's a 4 o'clock game on Fox. Pats coming off the win on Monday night in Arizona. They're 7-6. They got the last playoff spot. The Raiders are 5-8. All they do is get in their own way. All they do is lose. All they do is choke. They're awful. This is a pick 'em, this game in Sin City. Back to the 1 o'clockers. You got the Eagles and Bears at Soldier Field in the Windy City. Philly 12-1, laying 9 to the 3-10 Bears. Chicago is flat out awful. The Eagles are steamrolling everyone they play. They could have put 60 on the G-men last week in New York, but they took the pedal and released a little of it on the Giants and let them out easy. They could have actually just put the jugular and the step on the throat, but they didn't do it. They were nice. Apparently, it must be because of the holidays. Falcons and Saints on Bourbon Street at 1 o'clock. The Falcons are 5-8. Desmond Ridder making his debut as quarterback of Atlanta. Saints are 4-9. They smell. They're laying 4. They're favored. That's because they're playing in the haunted house, the Superdome on Bourbon Street. And Desmond Ritter's a rookie and probably going to get lit up. The Lions and Jets might be the game of the week. It's at 1 o'clock. It's Snoopy and East Rutherford on CBS. The Lions are rolling. They're 6-7. They've been winning left and right. Nobody can stop them. They beat the Vikings' ass at Ford Field last week. They beat the Jags' ass at Ford Field the week before that. They lost to the Bills 28-25 but covered. Beat the Giants at Snoopy 31-18. Beat the Bears in Chicago 31-30. Beat the Packers before that. So, I mean, look at the Packers game on. Win, 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 loss, win, win. 5 of 6 for Dan Campbell. And the Lions are for real. And they are in the playoff conversation for sure. The Jets will go with Mr. White after getting his ribs lit up by the Bills. The Jets are desperate for this one. 7-6 is New York's record. It's a pick 'em now in New York. The Cowboys and Jaguars hook up in Jacksonville at 1 o'clock on Fox. Dallas laying 4. The Cowboys are 10-3. They barely got by the Texans at Jerry's World last week. In fact, they got lucky getting that win. I'll give you that much. The Jags have looked fantastic. 5-8 is their record now, and they're coming off a huge win in Nashville when they spanked the Titans last week, 36-22, total domination by the Jags. They've suddenly won 2 of 3, and they are still alive. The Chiefs and Texans hook up in H-Town at 1 o'clock, Kansas City laying a 14-piece, 2 touchdowns. The Chiefs are 10-3. Mahomes is doing his thing. The Texans are the worst team in the NFL. They're 1-11-1. You know they're going to get lit up. I know they gave the Cowboys a game. Do you really think they're going to give the Chiefs a game? Why not? If you bet on the Chiefs, they never cover. You might want to take the 2 tutties. against them in H-Town. They got it done against the Cowboys. Why not Kansas City? Later at 4:05, you got the Cardinals and Broncos hooking up in the Mile High City. Denver laying 2.5. Looks like Brett Rippon, because Russell Wilson got banged up last week. The Cardinals, bye-bye. Kyler Murray, done for the year with a torn ACL. And, of course, Colt McCoy takes over for the 4-9 Zona Cards. Denver, as I mentioned, 2.5 favored over Zona. At 4:25, the Titans and Chargers hook up at SoHi in Lipstick City. The Chargers are laying 3. They're coming off a huge win over the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football. Now they got the struggling Titans in. Both teams are 7-6, both in the playoff conversation for sure. As I mentioned, Chargers laying a field goal. The Bengals and Buccaneers hook up at Raymond James at 4:25 on CBS. The Bengals are laying 3.5 to the Bucs, who have struggled every single week. They're coming off a spanking at the hands of the Niners in Santa Clara. Now they're home, 6-7, desperate for a win. Meanwhile, the Bengals are 9-4, and they have been on fire. They've won 5 in a row. It goes back to the win over the Panthers back on the 6th of November. Then they beat the Steelers by 7. They beat the Titans in Nashville by 4. They beat the Chiefs in Cincy by 3. And they blew out the Bengals, the Browns, 23-10 last week in the jungle. And now they have the Bucs. Then they play at the Pats, Bills at home on January 2nd. And then they finish with the Ravens in the jungle on the 8th of January. I just don't see how the Buccaneers can stop that Bengals offense. They score too many points, and the Bucs never score. So I look for Cincy to get it done in Tampa, down on the Gulf Coast. The Giants and Commanders, a huge matchup at the dump in Landover. Washington laying 4.5. They're 7-5-1. So are the Giants. But the Giants seem like they're imploding right now. The last time they won a game was against the Texans on the 13th of November when they beat them at Snoopy 24-16. Since then, the Lions beat them. The Cowboys beat them in Dallas. They tied the Commanders at East Rutherford. And then the Eagles kicked their ass at Snoopy 48-22 last week. Daniel Jones has always played well against the Commanders in D.C. Like I said, Commanders laying 4.5. Finally, the Monday night game is Rams-Packers at Lambeau. Green Bay laying 7. There's your lineup. A triple header Saturday, Sunday pain day, even the Monday nighter.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.